send me a message to tell me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Going live.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. My name is Paul Segretto, CEO of Franchise Foundry, a proud sponsor of Social Geek Radio. Now, if you're really ready to geek it out, I'd like to introduce you to Social Geek Radio's hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Monson.
Well, hi there, Social Geek Radio fans. This is Deb Evans coming to you live from Houston, and we're also streaming live via Periscope. And Jack Monson, where are you coming live from?
Hi, Deb. I'm live at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. I'm at the 2015 Multi-Unit Franchising Conference. How are you tonight?
I'm doing quite well. So this is going to be very different for us. We're I'm watching Periscope. We're always different. You know, we got to try technology and test it live.
Right.
So those that are listening and watching via Periscope, pop me a message. Let me know that you can hear Jack through the broadcast, and we'll just test this out. So tell me how Caesars is and the unconference.
Oh, it's absolutely awesome. Today was the first day of the Multi-Unit Franchising Conference. Had a very nice crowd at the general session first thing today, and you would have loved one of the speakers. The keynote was a futurist by the name of Peter Diamandis. He's a medical doctor. He's a technology guy. He's one of these guys who does about 100 different things, but he was sort of filling us all in on sort of where he sees things going as far as technology, digital marketing, lots of things that the typical social geek crowd would be really, really into. And I got to tell you, it's so thrilling to me to see a franchise event like the Multi-Unit Franchising Conference kick things off with someone talking about technology and digital and marketing and all of the things that you and I talk about on a weekly basis. So it was terrific to hear Peter. A couple of other things I'd say about the conference this year. They've come up with a fantastic mobile app. I was just blown away by this. We've been to so many conferences, Deb, and this one is really seems to be the best mobile app for any event that I've ever participated in. It actually has text and photo sharing right from the app, and then you can share those things out to Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn as well. But the entire attendee list and all of the sponsors and all of the exhibitors, all of the franchisors that are exhibiting to the multi-unit franchisees, all of their information is right in this app, and it's really really something how an event like this can really come alive based on the app, right? There are so many people who I connected with before I got to the conference. Typically, we connect with a lot of people on Twitter and LinkedIn, but boy, talk about targeted connections is
great.
It was really, really fantastic to see. So kudos to the franchise update crew for putting together a great app and some great speakers. Right now at the conference, the opening night exhibit hall social is happening. So if anybody is on their way here, or you're checking this out on Periscope right now, come stop by. I'm at the Minolta booth.
We've got some listeners on Periscope.
Good, good. If anybody's coming to Vegas right now and they're going to join us at the conference, swing on by the Minolta booth. We're right next to Buffalo Wings, and the NFL great Icky Woods is hanging out at our booth right now. So stop in and get a photo and say hi, and say hi to the cool folks from Buffalo as well. So
cool.
So lots of fun stuff tonight, Deb.
There.
We got a conference going on. We're doing a podcast and you're doing Periscope. I think we need a few more things to do, right?
I can't handle it anymore. This is enough. I mean, I should be tweeting too, but my left hand is holding my phone so I can do Periscope. I guess I could tweet here from my right hand, but but it's going to Twitter. So I think I did hit Twitter so that this should be streaming live on Twitter as well. So I'm testing Periscope, and thank you. I think I see like we've got five people that are listening in. So is there, question for you, Jack, is there a hashtag that they're using for this conference?
Yes. Great question. It's Shape Franchising, hashtag Shape Franchising, which I thought was a great idea because, you know, the multi-unit franchising conference has been around for a while. But if you ever try to use the hashtag MUFC, you get a bunch of soccer fans from England, right?
Yeah.
So it's the people following the Manchester United Football Club. So the franchise update folks came up with that hashtag of Shape Franchising, which I thought was pretty smart, and it really kind of describes what all of these entrepreneurs and investors and small business owners are trying to accomplish here. So Shape Franchising, hit us on Twitter, check it out. There was a lot of great speakers today, and you can catch a lot of the presentations on Twitter just by looking for that hashtag.
Very good. So now, hang tight for a minute, Jack. I'm going to talk to our Periscope viewers and see if somebody can throw a message my way. So thank you. I think it was Shannon who showed me how to just double tap my screen so I could get change my camera. But now I want to know, how do I chat within Periscope? So I saw some chat messages coming up on the Periscope, but how do I, as a user, anybody that's watching, can throw that chat to me and let me know, how do I chat with you as a user? So, Jack, this is just bizarre. It's just so funny trying to live stream a podcast. But I can't see the chat. So hang tight one more minute, Jack. So Periscope user, I'm going to go ahead and log off. This was just a test for tonight. Thanks so much for joining us. Double tap and hit me some stars so I can see, or hearts that it is, that I like them. Thank you. And you guys have a great evening. And if you want to continue listening to Social Geek Radio, just go to blogtalkradio.com/socialgeekradio. So I'm going to stop this broadcast.
Goodbye, Periscope.
Okay. Goodbye, Periscope.
Or do we say down Periscope?
I don't know. That was just the fun. That was a true test. I just downloaded today, so my first broadcast, and it looks like it's uploading for replay. So what happens, Jack, when you use Periscope, you download, of course, I love it. That is, you can decide to broadcast. You can make it private if you want, or you can make it public. So I went ahead and made this public. When you first join Periscope, you'll want to check your Twitter list. It automatically checks anybody that you're following on Twitter, because, you know, this is a Twitter app. It will connect with those so that you're following them. Anyone that's on Twitter that you're following that has downloaded Periscope, and you get this notification, so you know who your followers are broadcasting. And then when you go to broadcast, it pops a note to them. I just got a direct message tweet that it sounded great and everybody liked it. Then it downloads into your camera. So whatever broadcasted, you know, my question was, well, is it recorded? Because it's only live on Periscope while you're streaming live. And then,
afterwards, it lets you save it as like as an MP4 file or something like that.
Yeah, I will find out because it's still downloading. So, you know, we broadcast it for a few minutes there.
I'll tell you the amazing thing is, you know, first of all, I love the fact that you're experimenting on the fly, because I think, you know, the thing that we try to educate people about social media and you know, new technologies is experiment, experiment, experiment. You can't break anything. Don't worry about it. See how it goes and see what might work for you and your company and your brand. So I love the fact that you're doing this on the fly right now. But what's amazing to me, and this kind of goes back to some of the discussions that we had earlier today, talking about future technologies, is think of how accelerated that learning curve is when it comes to a new technology like Periscope. And I'm sure the same would be said of Meerkat and some of these other things that are coming out. You know, if you look back 20 or 30 years ago when you got your first camcorder, or 30 or more years ago when you got your first VCR, it took you hours to get the thing set up and get it so it's not blinking 12 anymore, and just to record, you know, a TV show or something, it took you hours just to get that set up. Flash forward to 2015, and you logged into Periscope today, you set up an account today, and within a few minutes, you were broadcasting live globally to anyone who you know, had the had the inclination to log in. You know,
so the
idea.
You said globally.
Yeah.
Hold on. We had an Australia viewer who it popped up, and you know, because they can chat with you, and he said coming. It sounded great from Australia, and we had someone from the UK.
Wow.
<It's just> like,
wow.
And now I'm looking at Periscope and said we had a total of 22 viewers that was watching just me. Just sit there and look at my phone and talk to them, but they could hear you.
Good day to my bloke friends in Australia. I believe it's about 10 o'clock in the morning there. And UK, that's impressive. It's well after 1 a.m. there. UK, thanks for tuning in as well. But, you know, think about that. In just a matter of a couple of hours of getting set up and pushing broadcast, you know, you're communicating with people globally. And this is a technology that even, I would guess, even 2 to 3 years ago, we would have a hard time describing to people. You know, we were still trying to describe what it was like to tweet, you know, putting some text onto this system and having people being able to see some text. So to go from that to global broadcasting in, you know, pretty high quality video, it's pretty impressive. Good times.
It's fun. I mean, I can see too why it's scary for parents today. Of course, you know that I'm a grandparent. I'm a Gigi, but we can't be intimidated by the technology today. We have to be, as parents and grandparents and business owners, we have to be aware of the potential and what people are broadcasting and what can be broadcasted, but not to let it frighten you and embrace it and give it a shot. And I don't, you know, I'll go back and probably say, oh, that video looked awful of me, but hey, I'm testing something live. So I'm just always fascinated with this new technology. It's so cool.
Well, I'll tell you what, we should do a follow-up in a couple of weeks. And we will maybe between now and then we could test out Meerkat as well. I'd love to see a comparison, and I'd love to get your thoughts on you know, how one is looking versus the other. And then, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, we can come back and download this episode of Social Geek Radio on iTunes and have a nice laugh about, you know, which one of these became a household name and which one of these went away. Do you remember when geolocation services were really coming into play in social? There was Foursquare, and then there were a couple of others that came out about the same time, and they've all, you know, gone belly up at this point. But I can't remember what that other service was. There was one, wasn't there something called, like, was it Gorilla or something like that, that was going to be a challenger to Foursquare? And you know, where is that now, right?
Right. Yeah, I can't even remember the name, but yeah, you're right. And, you know, talking about, you know, these new technology, and you test it, you don't know. When I was doing it earlier and I told my husband what I was doing, it reminded me of when, like you said, when Pinterest came out or Google Plus came out. One, we didn't know what we were doing. Even with this Periscope, I don't know what I'm doing yet. And when I'm on the app looking, I can tell no one else really knows what they're doing yet. They're just broadcasting clips and things. So it's fun to be in the beginning of this and test it out. And it's see where it goes. But Pinterest is still out there strong, and Google Plus. I mean, I loved doing Google Plus at first and thinking, what is this and what am I doing?
Right.
But
right. Well, imagine, you know, maybe next year at Multi-Unit Franchising Conference or at IFA or even by October when we all get together in Dallas for IFA FranTech. Maybe we'll be broadcasting everything live on Periscope or Meerkat at that time, and we can do live broadcasts from these conferences. I think that's going to be a fantastic thing, especially for the people who maybe can't get away from work or home to get to a conference and actually, you know, be able to see some of the speakers and hear some of the material and check in with some old friends at these live shows via these live streaming broadcasts. So so we'll see what things look like in 6 months, but I can guarantee everybody that at some point during FranTech, Deb is going to be live broadcasting something. So
guaranteed, you're right, I will be. So yeah, I'm curious too. I'm going to reach out to Twitter followers to see how the Periscope because I thought it was going to broadcast live within the stream, and I'm looking at my Twitter feed now, and it just says, you know, live on Periscope. So it threw a tweet out there that I was live broadcasting, and then there's a link. So then if you open it, it goes to Periscope. It's still on there, Jack. I don't know how long it plays, but it's that's bizarre.
Well, you know, so the next thing will be, okay, so we've experimented, you know, I encourage everybody to, you know, go on to Periscope and some of these other things, check it out, see what you think. We'd love to get your thoughts on it as well. And then, you know, obviously the next move is what can brands do with these technologies? You know, what kinds of things can people broadcast out live over Twitter and you know, really have your own, you know, it's the idea of having your own TV studio without having to purchase a TV studio. So that's really where things get interesting to me, is what will brands be doing with this technology? What brands are really going to kind of jump out first and do something interesting and do something where they're sharing some valuable content. So again, would love to hear everybody's thoughts. So shoot us a note or hit us on maybe our Social Geek Radio Facebook page with your thoughts on some of these technologies, including Periscope.
Yeah, yes, please. Well, I know you want to get back to your conference. Anything else or anything that you're anxious to see tomorrow as part of the sessions or what's going on?
There's several more panel discussions happening tomorrow. There's actually some marketing things that are being introduced into some of the panels and different tracks. So a lot of marketing talk tomorrow with franchisors and multi-unit franchisees. So maybe next week we can do a little update on that. But until then, Deb, thanks for organizing this sort of multi-layered podcast tonight. It's been a lot of fun to see this all sort of come about. Live from the Multi-Unit Franchising Conference, this is Jack saying thanks for tuning into Social Geek Radio, and we'll check in with everybody next week.
Yep, everyone have a great night, and remember to follow us on Twitter. It's at DebCE and at Jack Munson, and until next week, Jack, have a great time at the conference, and I'll watch your tweets tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.